don't know where you're, if you know where you're sitting at the moment. It depends on the church that you're in as to how important that seat is. I was converted in a Welsh chapel in 1971, and I spent my early years as a Christian down in Wales. The custom down there was, in many of the chapels, that the front seat was the deacon's bench. Are there any deacons in this church? Right? Do you realise you're in the most important seat in the house? You're in the deacon's bench. Now, we won't tell them. Possibly they've not noticed. All right? Now, first of all, I want to just give you this. Let me give you one each. Then I'll tell you what it is and why I've given it to you. Now, those of you who've got your Bibles with you, you turn to Romans chapter 5 and verses 6 to 8. And I've just given the children that text. Now, I've taken it from the New King James Version. When I first became a Christian, the church in which I belonged used the Authorised Version, and I've used that for my own personal devotions ever since. Nowadays, many people don't like that version, which I think is rather sad, but there we are. But the New King James Version, for me, is a very good alternative. So I tend to use that when I go out to preach. So this is from the New King James Version. Let me just read these verses to all of you, especially to the children. I don't know whether you view it this way, but the children's talk isn't just for the children, it's for everybody. So Romans chapter 5, verse 6 to 8. For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Now then, what I want to do is tell you a story which helps us, I think, to understand those verses from the Bible. When you get home, you can give those verses to your parents and ask them to help you to learn to read them. Do you have Bibles of your own?
No.
You don't? Right, well, I think mums and dads need to take note of that. These young people need Bibles. And they also need to read the scriptures every day.
They have.
Right, okay, right. Well, let me tell you the story. My wife and I have two friends who live in Ingleton in Yorkshire. Now, one of them is a retired minister, a pastor. And his name is Pastor John Mollett. And I mention that because I think many, many years ago he actually preached in this church. He certainly told me that was the case. I don't know if anybody remembers him. Now, they have a son who is very severely disabled. He has many disabilities, and he cannot look after himself. He cannot walk. He cannot even sit up. He has to lie down permanently, and he has to lie down on one side. So to get him from one place to the other, they have a specially adapted wheelchair upon which he lies, and they push him around. Can't speak. He can communicate with his parents because they understand what he's trying to say, and he certainly understands them. His name is Aaron, and he's now a young man. I think he's in his mid-20s. But he's so disabled, he's very much like a child. Can't look after himself. And one of the things he needs is regular medication. He needs medicine on a regular basis. If he doesn't get it, he has severe difficulties and can end up in hospital. Well, one very cold March day, just a few years ago, on a Saturday afternoon, his parents were out with Aaron and his father, took him to the van. They have a specially adapted van that allows them to push the wheelchair straight up inside the van and they can then secure it. So, Pastor John Mollett pushed Aaron into the van, secured the wheelchair, and then closed the door, and realised as he did that, that the keys to the van were inside, and the van locked. They couldn't get to Aaron, and Aaron certainly couldn't do anything for himself, and his medication was due. His medicine needed to be given to him. Can you imagine the panic situation? Can you imagine how the parents felt? There was poor, helpless Aaron inside the van, couldn't do a thing for himself, and he's in danger. That's the crucial thing. He's in danger. Well, his parents had a good think. They thought, perhaps we should ring the RAC. Now, if anybody has ever done that, you know they can take anything up to an hour to get to you. So they thought, perhaps we should ring the local garage. But Saturday afternoon, how many garages are open? So then Pastor John Mollett thought to himself, and he said to his wife, he said, why don't we ring the fire and rescue, which we used to call the fire brigade, the fire and rescue. So they did, dialed 999, and within 5 minutes, a very large, modern, red fire engine approached them. And out of it got the fire brigade people, the firemen, and they told them the situation, and immediately one of them went straight back to the fire engine. All its modern equipment, you can imagine it. What does he come back with? A wire coat hanger. Now, years ago, you used to be able to get into a car through the windows with a wire coat hanger. I know that because somebody did it for me when I locked myself out of a car about 35 years ago, possibly even longer. Well, the fire brigade tried. And they tried for half an hour and couldn't get into that vehicle. And there was poor, helpless Aaron inside it. What were they going to do? Eventually, the firemen had to take something and smash the window of the vehicle so they could get inside. So the parents went eagerly to Aaron, who was lying on the wheelchair, and there he was, smiling happily. Completely unaware of the danger he was in, completely unaware that there was a panic and a situation that could have turned out very nastily. Now, what's that got to do with our passage, with our Bible text? Let's look at it again. For when we were still without strength, that means we're helpless. We cannot do anything to help ourselves when it comes to salvation. In due time, or in the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, this is verse 8, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Now, you young children here, you young people, and the rest of you, one of the great problems we all face is this. We don't realise the danger we are in. We are created by a holy God. And he has rightful demands over us. He has a law which he requires us to obey. And we don't realise how dangerous the situation we are in because we don't realise we are sinners. Now, you young children, I wonder if you realise that. We're like Aaron in that van, locked away, helpless and in danger without knowing it. But God has done something for us. Just like those firemen who came and helped Aaron, God has done something for us. He sent his own son into this world to die on a cross to deal with our sin so that we can come to God. Now try to remember that. Okay?